You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. It's the fourth quarter. We had this week the CCIM voice. We had Frank Melo Rodriguez. He makes the market out in Little Havana, and he's also the president of the CCIM. So Frank's going to join me here, and we're going to talk a little bit about summertime. And we also had Chad Bossi. He was the SVP of BVT. They're the German capital deployment vehicle for family offices, high net worth individuals, and big corporations. So if you want to hear more about what Chad had to say about the U.S. real estate market, listen to the show on my website, www.freedombusiness. And now we'll talk about how I know it's summertime. And the number one reason, the number one thing about summertime in Miami, other than the rain, is the Royal Poinciennas. And the development has been cutting down a lot of the Royal Poinciennas. You don't see as many as you used to, but they're out there. They're beautiful. And my favorites are the yellow ones and the blue ones. They've got the red ones everywhere, but if you can find a yellow one or a blue one or a purple one, that's what you should be looking for. If you really want to see some good Royal Poinciennas, go down to South Miami Avenue, just south of Brickell. Drive up and down. It's absolutely spectacular. Drive into Coconut Grove. It is just beautiful this time of year. And what else is there out there? Well, it's green. It's green because it's raining every day and the plants are finally coming back. I'll tell you something I'm not really looking forward to this summer. That's the election. I've had enough of this. I don't know if it's Hillary. I don't know if it's Billary. I don't know if it's Rand Paul. I don't know if it's Jeb Bush. I don't know if it's Marco Rubio. I just know it's a little bit early for all of this. The other thing is that there's no school. And what that means is if there's no school, there's not as much traffic. Notice I didn't say no traffic, just not as much traffic. You still see those random knots of insanity, but it's been a little bit better the past week and a half. I'm already kind of getting tense, imagining how it's going to start ramping up again in early August. So let's see what else is there. Oh, my gosh, baseball. Baseball. And, hey, high five to the Gators softball team. Women's softball for Florida. I've been watching that. Those girls are awesome. Two in a row, high five to the Gators softball. But now we turn our attention to the Marlins. And Giancarlo Stanton leading the league in RBIs and batting under 225. Imagine what's going to happen for the Marlins when he catches fire and the rest of the guys start hitting. And when Alvarez and Fernandez come back, we still got a great second half of the season for entertainment. They're 10 and a half back or whatever. I'm not sure they'll catch the leaders, but maybe they can make a play for the wild card. But go out to Marlins Park. I take my wife out. She's always asking me, when are we going? And I got all the Saturday night games for her because she likes to go out. We get our exercise. We get some entertainment. We get some good food. Hey, you know what else is here for summertime? Vacations. Vacations. I've already gone to Atlanta for a quick weekend. My wife and I are going to go to a couple of other waterfront destinations. Maybe we're going to attend a wedding that's going to be out in Napa Valley. High five, Charlie, on your wedding. So, and if we don't do that, we're going to do something. I got to get her up to the mountains, but we finally got my wife. We got over the travel hump. We got out of town. We figured out how to make sure that she's safe and secure, and we got her out of town. We had a great time. Oh, yeah. One of the things I always try to do at least once in the summer is go to Dolphins training camp, and it is hot out there, guys. Hot. Dolphins training camp, always hot. So what do you do after that? You go to the beach. The beach is just beautiful. You got to get out there. And what is the number one thing that I think you're going to see more and more of this summer? Buildings under construction. For the last 18 months, people have been pouring concrete and steel into the foundation. Now those buildings are rising. Go everywhere. Coconut Grove, Edge, Coconut Grove, the twisting towers. If you go and see anything, go to the Grove and see the terror groups twisting towers at the Grove building they're doing next to my office. Or go to Brickell, if you can get in or out of Brickell, and look at what city center's happening over there. It's just amazing. Downtown, a building that Zom is finishing in downtown. I got to go through all the deals. It's insane. It's just going crazy. So look for the cranes. They're everywhere. And with the construction, what does that mean? Hey, when it's summer, when it rains, I don't get my car washed anyway. But with all this dust from the construction and all the pollen, forget about it. I can't keep my beautiful Warren Henry car clean. So that's my list. Frank, what do you see coming up this summer?
Wow.
You like that?
That's amazing.
Roll with me, buddy.
Storm. So,
roll.
So basically, listen, the summer for me, long days. That's the first thing that I notice, and I enjoy them, and I get out to the pool, and I get out to the gym. It's a time to trim down. And
you're fit and trim. You're looking good, Frank.
Well, thank you. And then you know what? You got to do all the short trips. We're busy out buying real estate, and the summer is the best time to do it, right? Because it's hot, and everybody just wants to get disappeared out of here.
Less competition.
Exactly.
I take advantage.
The New York billionaires are out.
No. They left us their checkbook. I got their phone number, Frank. I got their phone number.
That's right, and all their CCIMs are here, too.
That is correct. They send their CCIM looking for deals.
So, you know, I take the short trips, and I'm actually going to go to the town of Doris Sutton, Chicago. And I'm going
to. High five to Doris. I want to go to Chicago too, by the way. High five, Doris.
We were just talking about it, and I'm so excited. I'm taking my family out there.
It's great. I worked in Chicago. It's an amazing place. Make sure you go to the Industrial Museum, that Museum of Natural History. I went to the Industrial Museum. They got like a cave down there. You go down there, and it blow things up. It's really awesome. Frank, we got a minute. Keep going.
I'm going to go. I wrote it down. So that's one of the things that I'm doing. I'm going to the Dominican Republic, my native land, and 4th of July. I love 4th of July.
I love the fireworks.
I look forward to that. I love pyrotechnics. I go out and buy as much as I can.
I'm concerned, Frank.
Well, not so much.
Okay.
I know. I love baseball also. And
Frank, I didn't know that. You're coming with me to a Marlins game.
We got to go.
OMG. OMG, Frank.
That's right. I get out there, and it's a time to see the family, and we do that.
It's a great time to sit and talk.
Exactly.
Get to know who you went
with.
It's a beautiful thing to do.
Dominicans,
I'm not a xenophobe. Everybody loves everything.
Exactly. So that's – and the beach. You can't live in South Florida if you don't go to the beach.
La playa, see?
So that's part of the things on my list for the summer.
Well, listen, you know what's the number one thing on my list, Frank?
Yep.
The number one thing on my list is to thank you and the CCIMs for being sponsors of the show. Even D is giving me a high five. You know, D got a new car from Warren Henry. Part of it's because you're a sponsor.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
You see that? You're helping D have a nice life there.